In 2005, Apple slipped a curious line into their iPod Shuffle manual, "Do not eat iPod." This seemingly absurd warning sparked conversations everywhere. Was it legal caution or playful humor? Whatever Apple intended, this small personality touch transformed a standard manual into something memorable, demonstrating how authenticity elevates products from commodities to cultural phenomena. Personality Not Included arrived at a pivotal moment when social media was transforming business-consumer relationships. Unlike theoretical marketing texts, Rohit Bhargava's work draws from real-world experience with major brands, offering over 100 examples of personality-driven success stories. The book's enduring influence stems from one core insight. In an age of information abundance, personality is the critical differentiator that transforms good products into beloved brands. The psychology behind this is revealing. People find it easier to attack faceless entities than real individuals. Just as patients rarely sue doctors they personally like, regardless of mistakes, customers are less likely to attack companies that establish authentic connections. When genuine human relationships exist, the faceless corporate shield crumbles, creating space for meaningful engagement. Once, businesses thrived behind corporate facades, where layers of formality and controlled messaging defined their identity. Today, this approach has become a liability. When Spirit Airlines CEO's contemptuous email about customers leaked, or Comcast technicians were caught sleeping on duty, social media instantly amplified these missteps. Organizations lose personality through three common paths: settling for ordinary profitability, prioritizing policies over logic, and suppressing employee voices. Consider Kmart versus Target. While Kmart remained ordinary and failed, Target crafted a distinct upscale discounter identity. Microsoft's evolution from evil empire to accepted technology partner wasn't driven by policy changes, but by authentic employee voices, like bloggers Joshua Allen and Robert Scoble, who humanized the brand through honest customer dialogue. These accidental spokespeople emerge organically, often starting as passionate customers or employees. Armand Frasco's Moleskineary blog became so influential that Moleskine eventually acquired it. Similarly, Boeing's corporate blog gained credibility when VP Randy Basseler addressed Airbus claims not as an executive, but as a frequent flyer sharing personal experience. The key isn't maintaining these voices' accidental status, but embracing their authenticity, providing them with resources and access while letting them tell genuine brand stories without corporate control. In today's marketplace, authenticity trumps convenience. Modern consumers seek genuine experiences over mere efficiency. Oil Can Henry's exemplifies this in auto service. Their innovation? Letting customers watch mechanics work via live TV feeds from their cars. With coffee service and transparent repair explanations, they create an experience that fulfills emotional needs. The UAT filter examines whether a brand is unique, authentic, and talkable. True uniqueness means standing apart within your specialty. Four methods achieve this: finding uncontested space, unique positioning, creating distinguishing twists, or thinking beyond regional boundaries. Authenticity builds genuine trust through four components: credible heritage, demonstrated passion, fostering individual connections, and purpose beyond profit. Talkability amplifies personality through valuable limited offerings, shareable hooks, and sometimes letting passionate consumers drive the conversation. How do commodity products stand out when they're identical to competitors? The banana industry offers insights. While Chiquita used Miss Chiquita for branding, Dole created deeper connections through its certified organic banana program, where farm codes let consumers learn about the Colombian farmers who grew their bananas. A backstory transcends typical company histories. It's a meaningful narrative with real characters who overcame challenges. The TV show Lost exemplifies effective backstory development, using flashbacks to reveal character histories through dedicated episodes. Research identifies five key backstory types used by successful companies. 1. The passionate enthusiast story. Moo.com tackled printing paralysis with innovative mini cards, sparking a passionate movement among customers. 2. The inspired inventor story. James Dyson's journey of 5,000 prototypes to create a better vacuum became central to his authentic marketing message. 3. The smart listener story. Google demonstrates this by launching beta products and adapting to user feedback rather than extended closed testing. 4. The likable hero story. Kiva.org transformed microfinance by connecting individual lenders directly with entrepreneurs in developing countries. 5. The little guy versus big guy story. Under Armour competed with Nike by sharing its founder's underdog story of selling sportswear from his car trunk. Organizations resist embracing personality because it requires abandoning control, rigid policies, and embracing transparency. This resistance stems primarily from fear. 4 key barriers prevent organizations from developing personality. Success barrier breeds complacency and blindness to competitive threats. Uncertainty barrier paralyzes companies afraid of the unknown. The solution is reframing. Ask not what will happen if you act, but what will happen if you don't. Tradition barrier pressures employees to maintain status quo, often signaling outdated values rather than meaningful heritage. Precedent barrier manifests when organizations fixate on who has tried this before. Smart businesses study competitors but develop their own unique approach. To inject personality successfully, use a systematic approach. Demonstrate successful case studies, create urgency to act, provide small actionable steps, and share credit to ensure buy-in. Like a chance elevator encounter between a blind woman and disfigured man, businesses have powerful moments that often go unnoticed. These personality moments, opportunities to forge deeper customer connections, occur whenever you have a customer's attention, whether during research, purchase, unboxing, or online engagement. In today's attention economy, successful brands are those that capture and meaningfully use customer attention. Yet across the buying cycle, research, purchase, experience, share, most marketing focuses solely on the research phase, while other phases remain neglected due to departmental silos. Sister Hazel demonstrates personality moment mastery through fan engagement. Their most memorable act, bringing pizza and playing music for fans waiting in the cold, became their most retold story, showing how authentic connection creates lasting impact. Beyond the buying cycle lies indifference, where consumers simply don't care about your product. BlendTech overcame this through their Will It Blend videos, creating interest by demonstrating their blenders crushing iPhones and other unusual items, engaging viewers who'd never considered buying a blender before. In today's hyper-connected world, the most successful brands aren't those with the biggest budgets. They're the ones that infuse authentic personality into every aspect of their business. From Apple's playful product manuals to Zappos' legendary customer service, successful companies understand that personality is a fundamental business strategy, not just a marketing tactic. This approach is powerful because personality can't be replicated. While competitors can copy products, pricing, or marketing campaigns, they cannot duplicate the unique combination of character and experiences that define your brand's authentic personality. As we navigate an increasingly automated world, brands that maintain their humanity, embracing quirks, acknowledging mistakes, and celebrating their distinctive character, will forge the emotional connections that transform customers into advocates. In a world of algorithms, your humanity is your superpower.